So, bloggers, BitTorrents, file sharing websites.
Oh, my.
I know. Sexy, right? Indeed, the internet helps us find music every single day of the week. And most of that music probably wasn't legal to download. But as long as new records still have legitimate release dates, Tuesday will still be New Music Tuesday here on the BPP. And dude, why do I say we have so many dudes, dude? Dudes with the guitars, surfer dudes, dudes with dreadlocks, Canadian dudes, dudes who used to have dreadlocks. Here to steer our ship through the sea of dudes is another dude, Andy Langer, music critic for Esquire magazine. Welcome to the show, Andy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Hey, so we get to the singer-songwriter boys with guitars in a minute. But first, we wanted to get your thoughts about the return of a singer whose very name made the ears of our senior producer, Matt Martinez, prick right up. Taylor Dane apparently has a new record. Taylor Dane. I was trying to remember, what's that Taylor Dane song that was so famous?
Tell It to My Heart.
Tell It to My Heart, that's right. Tell It to My Heart. So what's up with this, Andy?
Apparently, after 10 years off, she raised a couple of kids. She decided it's time for a comeback, and she's got a Red Hot Chili Peppers cover, a couple of other covers, you know.
Okay. Well, I want you to do an on-the-spot critique of a song called Sensitive. Oh, no. The album's called Sensitive. The song is called Beautiful. Let's take a listen.
Baby, you do.
Okay, this is like a Rorschach test. Like, don't think about it. Just give me your gut reaction to that, Andy. I thought he hung up for a minute.
Sound.
it's a what sound, Andy?
It was the, yeah.
That's it?
Satisfied's the name of the album, actually, and consider me unsatisfied.
Okay, that's it. First
that's
and
it.
Last word from Andy Langer. Okay, that's fine. We're going to go to Hawaii's on Jack Johnson, who has a new record called Sleep Through the Static. And let's listen to this track. It's called If I Had Eyes.
If I had eyes in the back of my head, I would have told you that you look good as I walked away.
So, Andy, is this going to win over anyone who wasn't already a Jack Johnson fan, or is this
probably
pretty much...
not? But you know, he's the least offensive guy in rock. And
is that a good thing to be the least offensive guy in rock?
Probably not. On the other hand, you know, this is a guy who keeps making records that are better than the last one. He really is so inoffensive that there's something sort of likable and lovable about him at this point, just the consistency factor. And he's never really heavy-handed about anything. He does take on war and cancer and the environment and whatnot, but he's got this sort of light touch that's infectious. I mean, and, you know, the problem is, for a lot of people, is going to be that he's at Coachella, he's at All Points West, he's rumored for Bonnaroo, he's in headlining status.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, this is going to be the year of Jack Johnson if you're a festival goer, and if you don't come around, it's going to be a long summer, you know? And this is supposed to be a little bit darker of a record, but... you know,
dark for
what's
Jack
any
Johnson
lighter
isn't so
than
dark.
The Curious George record he did a couple of
yeah, it's not hard to get dark
say,
after True. Yeah.
I wasn't a huge Jack Johnson fan, and I actually really like this record,
okay.
So maybe that says something.
Let's talk about Not a Surf. This group is still probably best known for this 1990s MTV novelty hit, Popular.
But they also played around the club scene a lot, too.
And they switch up their sound in the 2002 album Let Go. Not a Surf's new record is called Lucky. Let's listen to a song called Here Goes Something.
Look around, what a mess. Anybody's guess. Here goes something. Yeah, here goes something.
So there's quite a few guest performances on this record, right?
Yeah, I mean, the deal with, I mean, for Not a Surf is that, you know, they're very popular within their circle of, you know, other Sub Pop acts, and, you know, they've made this comeback from, like you said, a novelty single way back when. This is their fifth album, you know, their third for Sub Pop, and they're very persistent, and they write really, you know, catchy sort of mini anthems with lots of strings and layers and these smart, catchy pop songs. Unfortunately, here, it never really builds into anything that is as satisfying as some of those last couple of records, you know. It's a lot of the same here, which, you know, isn't bad if you're not a surf fan. I don't think this one builds into any kind of classic satisfying record.
Okay. Now, we're going to wrap it up with Lenny Kravitz, because I like Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, really?
You can disagree. let's listen. Let's first take a listen from this new album. It's time for A Love Revolution, and this one's called Bring It On. Okay, Andy, is this anything new or interesting to your ear, or you just hear that and you're like, Lenny, same old.
That's the sound I made for Taylor Dane. You hear that? yeah, it's the same sound. It's time for a love revolution. Come on. This is the worst album title in God knows how long, and the record's almost as bad.
You just made Jill Sobule laugh. She's laughing so hard.
You know, it's been 18 years since the, you know, Let Love Rule.
I know, and Andy, now it's time for Love Revolution.
Exactly. And if you got to work this hard at recapturing your past, that's a problem. And, you know, it used to be that he was inspired by the things we were inspired by, you know, 70s, AOR rock, funk, blues, whatever, and now he's inspired by what Lenny Kravitz used to be, and it's, you know, there's lots of, you know, fuzzy guitars and compressed vocals and reverb, and it's just not good.
Living the dream.
Yeah.
Andy Langer, I don't know, are you happy about music? New Music Tuesday today? You sound kind of bummed.
This is not Super Tuesday when it comes to music.
Well, we're going to change that for you, Andy.
Stay on the line. In just a minute. Andy Langer, music critic for Esquire magazine. As always, thanks so much.
Thank you.